Hi, and welcome to Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm taking a one-show break from my series featuring the music of the 1920s to bring you a few tracks that I acquired at the recent American Theatre Organ Society convention in Rochester, New York. Unfortunately, there were very few new CDs available this year, so I'm having to cheat a little. Here's Jelani Ennington with You Make Me Feel So Young, a track he recorded on the Wurlitzer in Shea's Buffalo Theatre, one of the featured convention instruments. You Make Me Feel So Young, played on the Wurlitzer that the company used as its large organ showpiece for prospective customers back in the 1920s. That track was released in 1998, but I will be featuring some convention recording from Shays just as soon as the artists sign off on their permissions. Bill Campbell, who hails from Anaheim, California, very kindly gave me a copy of his brand new CD as soon as we met in Rochester. I'll Buy That Dream dates from a 1945 film, Sing Your Way Home, and was recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Mission Playhouse, San Gabriel, California. Thank you. I'll Buy That Dream, written by Herb Murchison and Ali Rubel in 1945, one of 11 tracks on Bill Campbell's new CD, Girl Crazy. A visit to the A2S convention shop gave me the opportunity to catch up on a Ron Rhodes CD that I didn't have, plus purchase his very latest offering. First, that catch-up, which featured the transplanted Wurlitzer in the Shanklin Centre in Groton, Massachusetts. Whose Honey Are You? Was released on Ron's Together CD in 2011. Ron Rhodes' new CD is actually a release of tracks that he recorded one late night in 1989, after the patrons in Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona had gone home. Recorded and mastered by Robert Ridgway, this new release is somewhat lacking in terms of presentation and packaging, but it certainly doesn't lack in musical quality. My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time was a number one hit for Les Brown and his Band of Renown in 1945. Ron Rode and the 1989 incarnation of the Wurlitzer in Organstop Pizza, a track from his latest CD, Vintage Rode. That instrument has now almost tripled in size and is still played nightly for the restaurant's customers. The next new album is quite unique. In 1959, Bob Wyatt, who is principally an electronic jazz organist, recorded an LP called The Happy Organ of Bob Wyatt, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, New York. The startings were one of a kind, coming as they did from somebody without the pipe organ background. Enter Chicago organist Stephen Eclaw, who recreated the entire Wyatt album on the Alan Quanten Theatre organ in Lee Maloney's Allen Organ Studio in Bolingbrook, a suburb of Chicago. The opener is the haunting Angel Eyes. Angel Eyes, Stephen Eclaw on what to me is the best-sounding Allen digital recreation of a theatre pipe organ I've ever heard. Stephen based all of his arrangements on those of Bob Wyatt, keeping the flavour of the music without slavishly copying. I've also picked up some concert performance tracks by another American artist, Dick Smith. These also featured an Allen digital from the early 2000s, and two of the concerts were in the home of Mike Phillips in Chesterfield, Virginia. This is the Bob Nolan composition from 1935, Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
Thank you.
Nick Smith and an Allen Digital Theatre organ in the home of Mike Phillips, with thanks to Jim Reinhardt for all the tracks and for obtaining Dick's permission to broadcast. The Paragon Ragtime Orchestra played a stunning concert in the Clemens Centre, Elmira, accompanied by David Peckham on the Marron Colson Wurlitzer Hybrid, and I hope to be able to bring a few of those performances to these shows at some point. In the meantime, this is David with Swinging on a Star from a 1992 CD on that Clemens Centre organ. I've just time for one last track. The Rochester Theatre Organ Society owns the Wurlitzer in the Auditorium Theatre, which was rescued from the RKO Palace in Rochester. Three concerts on that fine instrument were presented at the convention, but again, I'll have to wait for permissions to broadcast anything from them. So this is from a 2009 CD produced there, featuring Jonathan Ortloff and drummer Alan Ward, Cole Porter's We Open in Venice. Thank you. we open in Venice from the 1949 stage version of Kiss Me Kate, a track from Jonathan Ortloff's CD Clang Clang Clang. As I said, not much new coming from the ATOS convention this year, but I'm currently working on the highlight CDs for that society and hope that these will be released well before Christmas for your stocking fillers. It's time for me to go, so until next time, when I'll be going back to the music of the 1920s, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off.